What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, on K-State University here on, a new month, new day, new week, Monday, Monday, June 1st, yes, June 1st, 2026, excuse me, very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode, and we're going to wrap up. Yes, we had an off day, so sorry. Sorry you didn't get a new episode yesterday. But we're usually daily podcast. We're picking our spots here and there these days. Well, as summer is here. But, however, we're still going to give you content throughout the summer, obviously, leading up to football. So there's that. And, of course, your fall sports. We don't just stick with football and men's basketball. There's other sports we can talk about there as well. That's why. We look at all things kids sports, whether that's women's soccer, women's volleyball coming this fall, men's women's basketball, men's basketball having a new coach, football having a new coach, so much more. And of course, track and field will wrap up the 25-26 athletic calendar year. You've been a part of this podcast for the last couple weeks. You've heard me say that. So there's that, because baseball, they're not in the postseason no more. They're out. They're done. Women's tennis is over, wrapped up. Men's women's golf wrapped up there as well. So yeah, we are getting down to the nitty gritty, and we're gonna have to wait another week and a half for it to be officially over, because track and field is moving on to the NCAA championships. Let me see here. Looks like with a total of 21 athletes, if that is right, 14 men and 7 ladies qualify, punch their tickets to the national championships, which is going to be next weekend, it looks like. Yeah, see, y'all going to have to wait. Well, which is could be a good thing or a bad thing. But June 10th, going down, well, at one of our favorite places, Eugene, Oregon, baby. So next week, the NCAA national championships, and will be in Eugene, Oregon, and that's where the women 4x4 punched their ticket over the weekend in Fayetteville, Arkansas, the last night, of the NCAA West preliminaries. So we already got the men's 4x4 in. That episode came out on Saturday, so go back, check that out if you missed out on anything, or you just want to get caught up, or you just want to check out, see how track and field is doing. So go check that out. Excuse me, there as well. So there's that. So let me see. Yeah, so let me finish up this point here in the NCAA Championships. Another reminder, June 10th to the 13th at Hayward Field, Eugene, Oregon. So they're going to, again, 7 women. And going back to the K-State men real quick. K-State men locked it down. And this is going to be, again, field. Field occupied. 14 K-State men athletes punched their ticket there as well. So you have the 4x4. Hold on a second. Yeah, both the men and women 4x4 qualified. And it looks like they're going to have, from these notes from the NCAA West preliminaries, which, oh, by the way, this took place down in Fayetteville, Arkansas. So that's where the K-State men's track and field team was at over the weekend there. And so there is that. So, wow. So they had 27 K-State going into this regional. 27 athletes total. They're going to be going down up to Oregon, Eugene, 25. Oh, man. This has been some year, whether that's indoor or outdoor, for this men's track and field program. Travis Schofer and his staff have really turned this thing around. And they had made it known. They had made it known there as well. Women's 4x4. Yes, let me get to that here real quick. Punching their ticket, the women's 4x4. Desiree Riel, Delaney Brinker, Anastasia Katova, and the do-it-all wonder, Vanessa Merceda, the fastest time of the season. That's how you get it done. 3:28. Top 10 finish, 8th to be exact. The first time a relay team has qualified since 2022, and they crushed. Don't get me started on the word crush. Do not let me do that. But There's all different types of levels of crush. When you look at, and this word's coming out from the running world. So I get all of this. But the previous record was 331. They crushed that. We'll just stick with it. 328, 74. That 331 was set back in 2015. And then, of course, 332. This was during the Drake relays. But Travis Scover, let's hear from him for a little bit. Quote, unbelievable day. We punched a lot more tickets to Eugene. Quote, tonight it was capped off. The energy and passion brought by our team carried that 4x4 to the school record. 328.74. Punch. Our ticket to Eugene broke the school record by 3 seconds. Three true freshmen on that relay. He repeated it twice. I ain't repeating that. That's not me. That ain't me. He repeated it twice. Coach Travis repeated it twice there. As well, Mercetta, by the way, punched her ticket early on in the weekend to the 400-meter hurdles. So you got that there as well. Yeah, let me see here. Hold on. Yeah, she scored a top five in the 400-meter hurdles early on in the night. This was going back to Saturday night. 55-7 there. So, like I said, all wonder Mercetta. She's going to be competing in two events during the national championships next week. So you got that there. Got there as well. Let me see here. And it looks like here. It's going to be this is the first time. Wait, hold on a second. Yeah, this will be for Vanessa Mercetta, her personal achievements. This is going to be her first national championships. The outdoor championships. I thought she competed in indoor. Maybe I'm wrong on it. I thought she did, because she's been tremendous all year long. Indoor, we talked about her a lot in the indoor. We're talking about her in the outdoor. If you're getting talked about, that's what you're doing something. you're doing something right there as well. This is the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Hey. Eddie Greer, the 4x4, women's 4x4, join the men 4x4. In the national championships in Eugene next week, but you're gonna have to wait until I think that's on the front end of this week, because today's the 1st of June, and yeah, that's the front end of the week, because 7, 8, 9. Well, that's gonna be in the middle week actually. So come to think of it, there as well. But anyways, look at the rest of the results here. I'm actually gonna skip. Wait. Hold on a second here. Oh, let's see. 4x1 also. Let's see. Yeah, so it looks like the 4x1 also. No. The 4x4 qualified. We talked about that. Yeah, we talked about okay, I thought I saw the 4x1. Sorry. There as well. But anyways, yeah, so others that competed, Zoe Brinker, who was on that relay. No, that was Delaney Brinker. Excuse me, her sister, twin sister, Zoe Brinker, 25th in the women's high jump. We'll run down the rest of these here. Destiny Smith, PR, third. That's good enough for a trip to the NCAA championships there. PR, 45 feet, 3 3/4, excuse me. Daniela Wampanoag, 10th. Remember, Wampanoag won the national championships in the indoor earlier this year, in the indoor national championship. Her effort was good enough for 10th. Tessa Thomas, Aaliyah Lindsay. Remember, Aaliyah Lindsay's already going. She qualified in the long jump. Tessa Thomas, 15th. Lindsay, in the triple jump, though, only came in 19th. Taylor Mayo, 30th. Going back to Aaliyah Lindsay real quick. 42, 10 3/4 there. Vanessa Mercetta qualifying in nationals in two events there. Jordan Edwards had a 54.9, good enough for only 18th. I mean, we already complimented right from the top of this episode. The 4x4, women's 4x4, 8th, getting in with a K-State postseason record time, 328.74. They had Coach Travis pumped up there as well. So there's that. So all in all, man, this was a solid weekend for the K-State track and field team. Now, all eyes now will be on them as they go to Eugene. They'll have basically a week and a half to get ready, recover, get ready for their big meet next week up in Eugene, Oregon. Meanwhile, yours truly, and I'm probably going to do a small preview at the back end of this week. I've already done a full preview on the EG3 podcast, but the yours truly, this weekend, Saturday night, KC Metro Mile, Rutgers High School, everything starts at, I really need to stop drinking that, before coming on the podcast, coming on this mic, 5:30 is the start, KC Metro Mile. For those of you who are like, Eddie, what in the world are you talking about? Well, the KC Metro Mile is basically like, again, a track meet, but you don't have your 800, you don't have your 400 meter hurdles, you don't have your triple jump. This is all mile races, for the exception of, there's going to be two 800 meter showcase races, 800 meter high school showcase races. One for the boys' side and one for the girls' side. They just added the girls this year. They only had the boys last. They debuted this last year with the boys. And that was the electrifying race, which came right down to the last 50 meters, something like that. Close enough, anyways, with a pass late there. It was actually between two high schools, Rutgers High and Bentonville. This time around, it's like, five, six. I don't have the grid pulled up in front of me right now, but I think at least more than five high schools are in these races now. So it's not high school against high school this time. It's against five, six high schools you're going against. Represent our kids are represented in these races. That's going to be something. But oh boy, cannot wait to get, let's get through the rest of the week. I don't know. Something good is in the air. I don't know what it is. I just cannot put my finger on it. And I had this race circled in the beginning of the year. Funny enough, I was supposed to do a half marathon this year. That did not come to fruition. I'm not going to get into all details of all that. But yeah, so I've had it because I come from a track background. So there's that. So I'm like, hey, man, let's just get ready for all this. I already got two road mile races. Now, road mile, is it my jam? But I feel like I've gotten better. That's kind of a little bit my, I would probably say weakness is not the right word, but I'm going to use it anyways here in this episode. But the way I ran on the road, on the road in the last, especially Des Moines, I don't know what happened. At Des Moines, something clicked, and oh boy, if I think it was going to happen, now I got to execute. I got my own game plan. I'm not going to share it. I'm not going to share it with y'all. We'll do all tells. Yeah, make sure you subscribe to EG3 Podcast, the 3-Wide Pod with EG3. We're going to have postcasts, whatever goes down. Hold on a second. but whatever goes down Saturday night, I'm gonna have all the recap for you there as well. I'm over the moon excited. Now I obviously get jacked up when we get to this point of the year and this race is upon us. I get jacked because yeah, it is personal. There are so many memories on the track, good, frustrating, whatnot. But yeah, man, something about to go down. Something's about to go down, and we're gonna be right in the mix. I'm gonna say that. So we're gonna be making some noise. I firmly believe that this time around. KC ain't ready. KC ain't ready. Y'all not ready for what's gonna go down. For sure. But the main thing I need to go out there and this time handle the business. Handle business, and we'll see what the cards fly on Saturday night in Rutgers High, or at Rutgers High up here in KC, Missouri. We're gonna see. Obviously, we're gonna preview the national championships for the K State women's track and field team going national. And we're going right back to Eugene, packing the mags up, baby. Going to our favorite place. It's like Eugene, Oregon, for the NCAA 25. Oh my! Oh no! 26. My goodness, 2026. Eddie, oh my goodness, we're still talking, but it's my fault because I keep bringing up 2025 because we started the athletic calendar year 2025. And it'll close out 2025-26 with the track and field team. So congratulations to all that qualified. We'll revisit track and field later on this weekend, and then so we'll go back, go through the names, both the men and women's 4x4 getting in to the NCAA National Championships up in Eugene, Oregon, next week. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports, you can get it where our podcast is found. Free available daily, which is Court K-State content. Maybe iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is. Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports. Make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this K-State podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Appreciate y'all. As always, K-State Nation, this has been another track and field postseason episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with Cats.